Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Donald Trump is back at Pennsylvania Avenue tonight, 3 days after he was admitted to Walter Reed Medical Center with symptoms of COVID-19. The president giving the thumbs up as he left the hospital tonight. Meanwhile, as NPR's Windsor Johnson reports, at least a dozen of the president's staff have tested positive for the virus, including the White House press secretary.
The president's medical team says Trump has met or exceeded all standard hospital criteria to be discharged, but is not entirely out of the woods yet. Doctors say the president will continue to be monitored around the clock at the White House. In a tweet, Trump continued to downplay the seriousness of the health threat, saying that he felt really good and telling people not to be afraid of the virus.
NPR's Windsor Johnston, Trump via his Twitter account, also says he intends to take part in the next presidential debate coming up on October 15th. There have been no positive coronavirus tests so far tied to President Trump's last campaign swing before he disclosed his positive test for the virus. As Brian Bask of Minnesota Public Radio reports, state officials have been on the lookout for potential cases.
Trump held a fundraiser and rally in Minnesota 1 day before the White House began dealing with a COVID outbreak that landed the president in the hospital. Chris Ayersman of the State Health Department says her agency is ready to do contact tracing if cases connected to the campaign visit begin to crop up.
Our awareness is heightened because of the situation with the president, and we have not yet identified any positive cases at this point.
Two Republican legislative leaders and 3 GOP members of Congress who are around the president during the trip say they are symptom-free. For NPR News, I'm Brian Baxton, St. Paul.
Pennsylvania's U.S. Senator Pat Toomey says he will retire at the end of his term in 2022. As Sam Dunklaw of member station WITF reports, the move leaves a competitive Senate seat open in the next election cycle.
For nearly 2 decades, Toomey has been a reliable vote for congressional Republicans. His retirement sets the stage for a competitive Senate race in 2022, and he hopes his announcement will give Republicans ample time to regroup. In the meantime, Toomey says he'll focus on finishing out his term.
I've got 2 years left, and my intention is to work as hard as I possibly can. I will have the luxury, in a way, of not having a campaign to manage at the same time.
Democrats have been steadily gaining ground in Pennsylvania. Toomey won a tight race in 2010 and was reelected by a narrow margin in 2016 in what was then one of the most expensive Senate races ever. For NPR News, I'm Sam Dunklaw in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
The U.S. service sector showed signs of growing for a 4th straight month in September. The Institute for Supply Management says its service sector index was up nearly a full percentage point from the previous month. Stocks rose today, the Dow up 465 points. You're listening to NPR. The Supreme Court has declined to hear a copyright case over Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. NPR's Andrew Limbong reports the move let stand a previous ruling that Led Zeppelin did not copy an earlier song.
The case was brought by the trustee of Randy Craig Wolf, the late guitarist and songwriter for the band Spirit. That's the Spirit song Taurus, which came out in 1968. 3 years later, Led Zeppelin came out with Stairway to Heaven. The original lawsuit was filed in 2014, asking for royalties and a co-writing credit for Wolf. In 2016, a jury ruled in favor of Zeppelin. That ruling was reaffirmed earlier this year. The music industry has been fighting a number of copyright lawsuits since a jury found Robin Thicke liable for copyright infringement in 2015 for his song Blurred Lines. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
French authorities say they placed the Paris region on maximum virus alert, banning festive gatherings and requiring all bars to close, but allowing restaurants there to remain open. With the number of infections there rapidly rising, Paris police officials say the new restrictions will apply for at least the next several weeks. Starting tomorrow, bars will be closed in Paris and its suburbs. Student parties and all other festivities, as well as family events and establishments open to the public, will be banned there. Crude oil futures prices took their biggest bump up since May amid new hopes for a new coronavirus stimulus package. Oil up $2.17 a barrel today to end the session at $39.22 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.